Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, we're back at it on a glorious Tuesday here in Kansas City. It is time to talk to Dinan Hughes. It's brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. And brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light, crisp beer. Mac, put him on the line for me, please. Dinan, how are you, my friend?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I can't complain. The holidays are complete. The off season is here, and you know we get to sit back and kind of watch some football. We're not used to this, and I don't want to get used to this, though. You know.
Yes, about three or four weeks ago, I'm looking at my calendar on my phone because I'm one of those guys that lives and dies by his calendar.
Right.
And noticed that it was pretty empty for January, which was uncommon as well. So, trying to figure things out, I've been running around the house with scissors in my hand, so I'm living recklessly now.
Yeah, well, you are. So let's look back though at this season. I mean, 6-11, it stinks. There's no other way to kind of sum it up. But what are kind of your final thoughts and takeaways of what this was?
You know what? It's kind of been a little bit of a tug of war in my brain in regards to buying into the philosophy of an overhaul or realizing we're not that far off. And I think, you know, most teams around the NFL, had they had this season after the successes of last season, would look and say, you know what, we just keep losing close games, so we're not that far off. If we just find a little piece here or a little piece there and Patrick Mahomes is healthy, we'll be fine. I don't know if that's the case. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll need some time, like Travis Kelce, need time away from it to think about it and to mull things over, because I feel like there's some glaring areas that need to be addressed. I think, you know, if we're talking about Christmas presents, late Christmas presents, I would say a taller wide receiver. I think you and I have talked about this in the past where you're seeing the successes of teams. Yeah, there are a smattering of receivers that are 5'9" to 6' that run across the middle, and you're able to use picks and crossing routes and all of those different nuances to get them open. But then the successful teams or the successful offenses have some trees outside, some taller 6'2", 6'3", 6'4" guys on the outside of the numbers that can win one-on-one. So I guess, you know, for me, I'm just looking at it like, okay, how can we be better, significantly better, because we've set that standard so high as opposed to just feeling like we're just a little bit off and we just need healthy guys and we'll be okay. So that's just one area. You know, I think the other glaring area is a pass rush. Like it's no mistake. It's no coincidence that, you know, the deficiencies of this team come by way of third and long and us not being able to get off the field. And it showed itself again against the Raiders, which made it even more clear that we need somebody up front, part of that four-man rush that can impose some havoc in the opponent's backfield on third and obvious situations, and we didn't have that this year.
When you look at this roster moving forward, and you saw what this roster was this year, Danan, is it okay to think that, and I know you said it earlier, that this team's not close to, you know, getting that Super Bowl roster, like, is it more so they need to have offensive firepower and get back to what it was, or is it more so like use what you've used before? Because everybody also in the draft in the past has kind of zigged where the Chiefs have zagged, right? Denver defensively, the Chargers went defensively, and now the Chiefs are kind of the odd man out for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah, I think what we've seen over the last 10 years is teams drafting and acquiring talent specifically to counter us. And you kind of had to figure at some point it was going to be successful. Now, to our credit, it's not like we've been blown out of games where we can say, you know what, that team has gotten significantly better than us, and now we're going to be climbing up the hill trying to catch them again. I don't think we're that far off, but the cool thing is, it's kind of one of those deals, and Dusty, I know you're a golfer, it's kind of one of those deals where if you consistently slice, that's actually not a bad thing to happen, because it's one area that you need to fix. It's the duffs and the hooks and the slices, and every shot is kind of a circus. I feel like that's the case. Like, we're talking about losing against the Raiders the exact way, in most respects, as we lost against the Chargers in week one. And yeah, there's only but so much you can do as far as improving throughout the season. Once the season starts, you know, you're on a roller coaster. But I think the cool thing is that, okay, what we thought was going to be an issue that hopefully it could get cleaned up in the beginning was the issue at the end. And now we can clearly address it. And I think that makes the job easier for Brett Veach and the rest of the scouting department. And, okay, like, guys, it's not rocket science. Let's not make this harder than it is. And other teams have caught up probably more in psyche and not being afraid of us or not feeling like they're out of the games or not feeling like Patrick Mahomes is going to create magic as much as he's done in the past. And now we got to counter that. We got to overcome that. And I feel like a chip on our shoulder with a 6-11 record, not a 10-6 and barely missing the playoffs, but a 6-11 clearly missing the playoffs with a top 10 draft pick is the way that, you know, there's no excuses anymore.
Yeah, Danan, you'd mentioned, you know, tall wide receiver, pass rush. Where are you on the running back? I think that needs to be a major addition for this offseason.
You know what? It's interesting because if you look at all the top running backs in the NFL this year, I want to say, I shouldn't say all, but a large majority of the top running backs this year in the NFL were not first round picks. Second round picks, I went through the list last week. I think I was on with Gold, and I went through the list. It was, you know, the Derrick Henry second round picks. It was third round picks, fifth round picks, undrafted free agents, and Rico Dowdell and other guys, DeAndre Swift, second round pick. Like, so I'm not totally sold on the first round pick is absolutely necessary at the running back position. What I am sold on is that we need to have a guy that has the threat of taking a handoff and going 50 yards, taking a swing pass and going 70 yards. Having that threat is going to be huge, especially if we don't have Travis Kelce, which no one knows at this point. But if you don't have that safety valve, you need somebody that's going to be a threat to move the chains, and you got to account for. Because I feel like with all the window dressing offense that we do, where guys are moving in motion and we're running pick routes and crossing routes, and you're trying to run mesh routes and get guys bumped off of each other, you need to have that running back be a part of it. Look at some of the successes of the teams that are in the playoffs now. They have running backs coming out of the backfield, catching passes downfield, the Christian McCaffreys that are isolated against linebackers and winning one-on-ones in the red zone in the passing game. I mean, how much, especially if we don't know the status of Patrick Mahomes going into the season, how much of an asset that would be. So, yeah, a game-breaking running back would be huge, but I'm not sure about, and I'm totally not sold yet, on a first-round pick and utilizing it for him.
Dana, we talk about how important the draft is this year and kind of to rebuild this franchise to get it back to where it needs to be. How much importance is there this offseason with 15 when it comes to maybe getting some of his key components back to his game? You mentioned golf earlier with the yips and fixing the slice. I think that's kind of where we're at with Mahomes. Like, we don't see the effectiveness of the deep ball. Maybe you can blame some of that on wide receiver. Maybe you can blame some of that on offensive scheme. Is there maybe some yips in his swing and coming off of an injury that's pretty catastrophic? How do you put focus into that while also focusing on rebuilding this team?
Well, I think one aspect of that is the rehab process for Patrick Mahomes can be like a cleansing process, because you're not in a rush to get on the field. I mean, we've seen the videos in the past of Patrick, you know, 1 week after the Super Bowl or 1 week after the AFC Championship, going to work with his private trainer and putting those videos out that he's working towards the next season. Well, right now he's going to be rehabbing towards the next season. And I think that can be a good thing from a mental standpoint. You guys have talked about a reset button, not a rebuild, but a reset button. And I feel like he might need it just as much or more than anybody else on this roster. And to be relegated to rehabbing an injury and watching film and watching your feet and getting your mind right in regards to being 2021 Patrick Mahomes. There were some clips on Twitter a few weeks ago about some of the passes and the patience that he's displayed in the pocket, and, you know, the lack of willingness to exit the pocket so quickly, and the deep balls and the accuracy and the taking the chances with wide receivers down the field, the calmness of his feet. This might be the opportunity, because he has no other option because of the rehab process but to just kind of sit and chill and get his body right, which also could mean getting his mind right in regards to, you know, reverting back to that perfect form. Because I think that's of the best. I won't say it was the actual best, but it was of the best quarterbacking that we've seen from Patrick Mahomes with him in the pocket. I think he makes magic, and I'm sure there's a lot of people and fans out there that will remember, you know, the left-handed pass and a no-look pass as he's running for his life and throwing across his body against the Baltimore Ravens here at Arrowhead Stadium on fourth down, hitting Tyreek Hill. All the magical plays that are outside the pocket, but some of the greatest plays that he's made were the ones that were inside the pocket, and I think that's where he's going to have to live. When you watch Josh Allen play, I mean, he's playing really good quarterback play. Trevor Lawrence, really good quarterback play. Most of their magic is happening from the pocket and patient with their feet. And I think that's what Patrick has to get back to.
How do you do that?
I think it all starts with your head, everything between your ears. And he has no other option right now. When you have a knee brace on and you are relegated to rehab and it's a step-by-step process and you can't go from, you know, you got to go from A to Z and you can't jump a few letters. You just have to be dialed into the rehab process, and every day is part of a routine. Once you start to be able to soak up football again in between those sessions, then you'll be able to see. And I think great coaching, mentorship, people in his ear will be able to say, hey, you know, while we're sitting here and you got this machine on your knee that's helping you with rotation and, you know, getting the scar tissue out and all that stuff that happens with the rehab, let's watch this tape of this year. And what do you think was different between 2020 and 2021? Okay, now let's look at 21 to 22. And being a player in that locker room, you are conditioned. Like, it is part of your everyday being to watch film, to soak up film, and to learn from film. Like, that's everything about being an athlete is film watching and analysis and breakdowns and, you know, all of that as far as being a component of the game. And now he's relegated to just doing that. So to me, it's going to start between his ears. He's going to have to buy into it, and he's going to have people in his ear and sitting with him that's going to be able to say, you know what, I know you're great. I know part of being great is having an ego and knowing that you're great and believing certain things about you. But here are some things on film, because the film don't lie. Here are some things on film that we need to address to make you better, to get back to the form that you were, not just physically with your knee, but mentally, psychologically, with you, the way you approach the game.
Well, Dana, we appreciate it, man. I hope you enjoy the time off and a nice little break for you for the first time in a while. So God bless to you and your family, man, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Yeah, I'll put the scissors down. Finally, I'm not running around, guys.
Good.
I don't know what else to do with myself in January, but I'll figure it out.
Go play golf. It's going to be 60 all week.
There you go. All right.
That's Dana Hughes for you right there, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light, crisp beer.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. Let's do it on a Tuesday. We love those. Could have done this yesterday, but, you know, I didn't want to, but we should. One word on this Chiefs season as a whole.
Well, I think disappointing is the is the word to use, or the other word to use is over. And I think a lot of people are okay that this season is over. I'm glad this season is over. I think we all need the break right now, you know, of where this team is. But again, I don't want to be in this position next year. So over or disappointing are the two words that I would use.
Realization.
That's a good word.
Yeah, I would say realization is this word, because it's not going to be, you don't stay at the top forever. The NFL is too competitive, it's too good, it's too talented, and that's a realization that you're not invincible. Like, you got to have some sort of gut check moment, some sort of humiliation, and sometimes that can make you better than you ever were before. So getting thrown out at home plate didn't happen for the Royals, but they lost. They came back the next year, won the entire thing the next year in the World Series. Getting humiliated like that, maybe that's what the Chiefs need.
Let's hope so. They do have a lot of work to do, as Dana outlined pretty beautifully throughout that segment with you guys. One word on Black Monday, six openings, four created yesterday, I believe. One word.
Typical. And the reason I use the word typical, because it's the same teams that are hiring again. The Giants, the Cardinals, the Raiders, you know, all of these teams that have been hiring coaches every other year. So it's typical as we sit here right now.
Yeah, turnover, right? We've seen it before. We'll see it again. We're seeing it now. Look at Jacksonville. Look at Carolina. Hell, look at Indianapolis. Look at all these teams that, you know, changed coaches, and now it seems to work. So this is going to happen. This is the NFL. If you can't win, we will find somebody who will.
There's going to be a lot of new names upcoming in the next few weeks. It's going to be fun to watch what happens there. Snoop Dogg, you know, American treasure, one of the best. He was on Warriors versus Clippers last night with Reggie Miller. This was him on the call.
Kawhi under control.
Oh, good hands, good hands. They've been ripping them all day. Cookies and cream. They open up a cookie shop on it. To the rack, Jimmy.
Wait, you got him. He's not going to be all right the rest of the night. You know that, right?
I don't know if I'm going to make it the rest of the night. Cookies and cream. Okay, I like it.
More is the one word that I will use. Yeah. We need more Snoop Dogg on games. We need more people that are entertaining behind the mic on games. We've got to think outside the box. I love the fact that Snoop Dogg's part of the NBA coverage, the Olympic coverage. It's just fun and enjoyable to listen to him.
I'd say relatable. I think a lot of things in the world today are revolved around streaming, terminology, gameplay. That's relatable for a lot of people. Not only that, if you aren't in the gaming industry or you aren't into that sort of lifestyle because you're older or you're not about it, Snoop Dogg is still relatable for you, because Snoop Dogg is absolutely entertaining, fun, and relatable. And cookies and cream, man.
Cookies and cream, man. There's Jimmy to the rack.
All right, we've got over to baseball, from football to basketball to baseball. We'll go back to football here in one word. We go all over the place. How about a power play in baseball? These were two Marlins players, I believe, at a hockey game discussing. Well, they were just kind of having fun watching the hockey game, but then they kind of were like, what would that be like?
What if they brought a power play to baseball? What do you think about that? Like pitch clock violation, like an infielder, go to the bench.
Gone.
Take an infielder out.
It'd be kind of dope. It'd actually be kind of fire.
I kind of would like that.
Which one are you getting rid of, though? You get the pick?
You got to keep first base.
Yeah, you have to keep first.
I'm taking out, like, shortstop for sure.
Taking short?
Half a ground ball. Double.
I think that's a fun conversation.
Very.
You know, somebody sent that to me, I think kind of mocking it, like this is what they're talking about. But I'm like, I actually like that conversation, and I like the merging of the sports, if you will, it was a Winter Classic in Miami, of all places, right? And two Marlins players were sitting courtside there, ice side, you know, talking about what was going on. I really like the idea. So the one word that I'm going to use, again, kind of goes back to what we've been talking about, fun. How fun would it be if there was a pitch clock violation and the batter got to choose which fielder went off the field for his entire at bat? That would be fun.
Would be.
My one word would be garage. That's what those guys sounded like. It doesn't work in baseball. It never would. I get it. You know, try to invent the game to a new level. Baseball's doing a good job at that. But, I mean, we have to go back and look at how many pitch clock violations there were.
There's not as many as I think.
It really isn't.
There's not.
So, I mean, sounds like a garage topic to me.
Sounds fire.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. Yeah,
sounds
right.
Fire.
Pick the player you want off the field. Son of a gun, throw the pitch.
And why can't it be the first baseman?
I know, not the first baseman. I'm like, well, that's the one I'd want.
Yeah, that would be the obvious choice.
Right?
I'd go shortstop if you're taking first baseman out.
Yeah.
Shortstop, second base, just somebody up the middle, or maybe center fielder.
I was going to say, it should be anybody on the field. I would take away the center fielder.
They also said hockey was the hardest sport.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't hate that take.
Try to skate.
Yep.
Watch out from getting killed.
Yeah, exactly.
And then try to hit a puck the size of your fist.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing harder.
Let alone just stand on skates on ice
and
be fast and be athletic. No doubt about it. Coming up.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the other side, a guy that might take the Cleveland Browns job because it makes sense. I didn't come up with it. It's a theory going around the internet. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.